Well, good morning, everybody. It is December the 13th, 2021, and we're almost done with this year. And being the Christmas season and all, I thought it was kind of weird. I was listening to a song, and it was Angels We Have Heard on High, and it made me think about my first encounter with an angel. Back when I was, I think I must have been about 13 or 14. I was pretty young. I do remember that. Anyway, my brother, Andy, was a bit of a daredevil, and he had this Kawasaki, I believe it was. At any rate, it was a fast motorcycle. And we were riding at night, of course, and I don't know what happened or how it happened. Maybe a truck pulled out in front. I'm not really sure, but at any rate, he ended up laying the bike down. And when I say lay it down, if you know anything about riding a bike, you understand what I'm talking about. But for those of you that aren't familiar with riding a motorcycle, when you lay a bike down, you literally just kind of lean until it hits the ground. And in our case, it was the road, which, you know, our flesh, or my flesh against the road, was no, I'm looking for a word here. Anyway, I can't think of it, but my flesh was eaten up by the road, I should say. And it was pretty bad. It was my right knee. And I remember having a helmet on. Thank God I had a helmet on. I'd be dead today. Or I'd been dead back then. I remember seeing the sparks from a piece of metal on the bike that was, as the bike was flying down the road at night, of course, it's dark. The sparks are flying, and I can see the sparks, you know, hitting my face shield of the helmet that I was wearing. And I remember just thinking, this is surreal. And it was almost like slow motion, but it really wasn't. We were moving pretty quickly on the ground. And I didn't realize the pain that my knee was in at the time, and the damage that it had done to my knee. I was still on the bike, straddling the bike as you would. And as the bike laid down, the bike went out from underneath me, of course, and then I also skidded on the road. At any rate, my brother jumped up and he said, "You okay? You okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I thought I was." You know, my leg was hurting at that point, but not the pain that I would feel later. And we jumped on the motorcycle and we took off and we went to the house. And it was my own stupidity for getting on the back of the motorcycle with my brother. But I thought my brother was indestructible and could do no wrong at the time. And, you know, he was my older brother, so I looked up to him. Anyway, we get back to where we were staying. Now, we were living with my grandparents, my mother's parents. I'm not really sure why my dad moved us around a lot. So we were staying there, and I was in my bedroom at my grandmother's house, and I remember walking in the door, and well, before I got to the bedroom, I remember walking in the door, and my mother, of course, seeing me crying. You know, I was hurting, I was in a lot of pain, and you know, we were very poor. We did not have insurance, we didn't have the money to go to the ER. There was really not a whole lot they could do to it anyway. Looking back now in retrospect and spending, you know, 25 years of nursing, I realize there was little they could have done to a road rash anyway. Just clean it up and wrap it and maybe put some non-adherent sticking pads on it or something. Maybe some gauze or whatever. But a road rash is one of those things that's just kind of like a burn. You just need to focus on the infection part of it and hopefully you won't get infected, but that's your greatest concern, really. That and the pain. Had a lot of pain, a lot of nerve damage done down there. And a lot of nerves were exposed as well, which, you know, makes it only worse. I was in a great deal of pain. The worst pain I believe I'd had up to that point in my life, my short life at that point. Short-lived life, I should say. Anyway, I lay there in the bed. My mother came in, and she put some salve on it. Now, I want to say it was some kind of antibiotic ointment. I'm not really sure. I don't even know if we had that back then. This would have been in the early 80s, so I'm not sure if that even existed, but it seems like there was definitely something gooey and wet on there. Anyway, I remember my mother telling me, you know, don't put your leg under the covers. You can't put your legs under the covers because you'll get this salve and your blood all over the sheets, and you know you'll ruin the sheets, and these are your grandmother's sheets, and we don't want to do that. And so my main concern was not getting blood or salve on the sheets. And so I had to sleep with my legs outside of the covers. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm the kind of person, I like covers on me. Even if it's a sheet, I like it on me. And so I was miserable. The pain was just almost more than I could bear, really. And I remember laying there and just in so much pain, I cried. It was just, my body could not deal with the pain, and the only way it could deal with the pain was releasing it through tears. And so I remember at some point, I don't know how long it was that I'd been there or how long I'd been in pain. I know that it was a while, and I know that at some point during the night, I awakened to a man standing by my bed. Now, he was just as real as human beings are, though I knew in my spirit this was not normal, but I wasn't scared. I didn't jump out of the bed. I didn't run and scream and hide. I mean, I wasn't afraid of this man. And I'm not really sure why he was black, but he looked like, to me, Uncle Remus from the Walt Disney movie Song of the South, if you're familiar with that at all. He looked just like Uncle Remus. He had a dark brown wool coat and pants, and he was wearing a vest. He was wearing a vest of the same material, and he had a hat on. And I remember he had a beard. He had like gray and black mixed in the color of his beard, and he just stood there with his arms kind of in front of him, holding his hands in front of him, just at his waistline. And when I rolled over and I looked over at him, he had the kindest face, the kindest smile. I felt very, I don't know, I felt safe. I felt his love. It was really bizarre. Anyway, I looked over at him, and he looked at me, and he could see that I was in pain. And he said, how you doing? And I said, my knee is killing me. My knee is just absolutely killing me. It's so much pain, I can't hardly stand it. And he said, well, let me take a look at it. And my first reaction was like, no, don't touch it, don't touch it, don't touch it. Because, you know, I just knew that would only make things worse. And so he reached down and he it was like, it wasn't like he forcibly did it. It was just like he was saying, nah, it's okay, don't worry about it. No, it's okay. It'll be okay, kind of thing. And I was like, no. And then he touched my leg. He reached underneath my calf and above my knee, and he just kind of cradled it in his hands, and he supported my leg with his hands, and as the moment he touched my leg, the pain went away. I remember the stark feeling of being in intense pain, undeniably the worst pain I'd had in my life, to going from that to no pain at all, complete absence of pain, everything. And I was just, it was just like, it was like night and day. And it was just amazing to me that for the first time ever, I didn't have pain. And so I remember him saying, let's put this under the, let's put this under the covers. And I'm like, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. And I said, it'll get blood everywhere. And my mom's got salve on it and everything. And I said, no, don't put it on the covers. And I remember him saying, and he was kind of smiling as he said it, like a reassuring smile. And he said, oh, it'll be okay. It'll be okay. It'll be all right. It'll be okay. And I remember thinking, oh, this feels so good. I'm finally able to, you know, get the covers on me. And I was relaxed and my leg stopped hurting. And I could finally drift off to sleep. Well, I was so tired. I've been fighting sleep, fighting pain. And I remember thinking to myself, oh, this feels so good. I'm so relaxed right now. This feels wonderful. And I closed my eyes just for a moment. And then I realized, oh no, I didn't even thank him. And I opened my eyes up real quickly again, and I looked over and I was going to thank him, and the words were coming out of my mouth, you know, thank you. And he was gone. Just like that, he was gone. And I didn't see him leave. I didn't fall asleep, so it wasn't like a long time. It was just I closed my eyes momentarily, experiencing the no pain feeling. And he was gone. And I remember drifting off to sleep after that, not thinking how incredibly amazing this event was. But I believed in my heart, I truly believed that I saw an angel. I believe that is exactly what he was. I think he was an angel that was sent by God to relieve me of my pain and to bring comfort to me. And I believe to this day that he was an angel of the Lord, and you know, could have been Jesus himself. I mean, and I've taken some time through the years to really look at why he must have sent Uncle Remus, or a man, or the image of Uncle Remus to me. And I know at the time I was a huge Disney fan, and I loved Uncle Remus, one of my favorite cartoons. And it could have been perhaps that was something that he knew in my history that I would accept without, you know, any reservation at all, and that I wouldn't be afraid. But that was the first time I'd seen an angel. I've seen angels since then, and I'll share that on another podcast. But this was my first angel visit. I actually saw Jesus twice, and I'll share those on another podcast too. But angels are real. Angels are very, very real, and they are around us, and they are always ever present. We just can't always see them. So hope this was interesting for you. Hope you enjoyed it. So anyway, till we meet again in my next podcast, thanks for listening.